This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, can continue. The DACA program started 8 years ago this month, but in 2017, President Donald Trump rescinded it. Yesterday, the Supreme Court rejected the Trump administration's move, which means the program lives on for now. DACA recipients living in the Chicago area say DACA has changed their lives. They are celebrating this victory, but they vow to continue fighting for full citizenship. WBEZ's Maria Inez Zamudio has the story.
The turnout was stunning. Lines of thousands snaking all the way from Navy Pier to Millennium Park.
8 years ago, President Barack Obama granted temporary legal protection to undocumented immigrants who came to the country illegally as children. The move came following intense pressure from young activists. 2 months after the announcement, over 13,000 people stood in a line to stretch from Navy Pier to Millennium Park. They were there to get information before applying for the program. Dulce Dominguez was there with her sister.
That was the first moment in time that I realized that there was other undocumented students like me, many of which I had gone to school with, but it was just something that we didn't talk about.
Dominguez is now 26 and has a master's from the University of Chicago. She crossed the border illegally with her parents when she was a toddler. Dominguez said she sees how DACA gave her opportunities that her sister didn't have.
For me, it was a good time because I was in that process where you're transitioning and thinking about what you're going to do next. And unfortunately, my sister didn't have that opportunity. When she was my age, she was model student, top of her class, loved studying, wanted to be a nurse. And she had gone to the community college to apply to get classes started. But while she was there, someone told her, you know, why are you even bothering? You're not going to be able to work. You're not going to be able to get your license. You're just going to waste your time.
DACA provided stability to young undocumented immigrants by issuing a 2-year work permit and a valid Social Security number. Every 2 years, Dominguez and other DACA recipients have had to pay about $500 to renew it and pass a background check. But even with those limitations, young immigrants like the program. Dominguez was relieved by the Supreme Court's ruling.
I am very overwhelmed and happy with the news. DACA gets to live another day, hopefully longer. And I'm just thinking about how everybody that was waiting this decision is probably taking deep breaths. Because we were holding our breath for a long time the past couple months.
Since 2012, over 800,000 young immigrants have received DACA. And research shows this protection renewed their hope for creating a better future for themselves in this country. According to a 2019 Harvard University report, DACA has improved access to vocational programs and college education for young immigrants. The work authorization has enabled DACA recipients to obtain new jobs, earn higher wages, and pursue careers. The report also noted that the impact of these advancements stretched beyond individual recipients and supported their families and strengthened their communities.
And, you know, ever since DACA came into play, I mean, it just has transformed my life.
That's 22-year-old Alan Ziendowski. He's the first DACA recipient admitted to the Physician Assistant Program at Rosalind Franklin University of Medicine and Science. He was brought to Chicago from Poland when he was 9 years old. He's taken care of himself since his mother, his only parent, died of cancer, and DACA has been crucial.
It allowed me to have that driver's license. It allowed me to go and work somewhere and be able to provide for myself.
Despite his grief and other challenges, he's relied on his ability to focus on school to continue moving forward. For many young immigrants, the wait for the Supreme Court's decision has been agonizing. Some have delayed starting relationships or making long-term plans. Others have been consumed by the legal fight over DACA, checking in daily on the high court's progress. Adding to that anxiety was the news that broke in April that the agency responsible for deporting immigrants had access to a database with information from DACA recipients. This meant the threat of deportation is high. Julian Villagrana doesn't tell anyone about his status. He kept the secret until he told a trusted high school counselor, and she convinced him to apply for DACA. Now he's a normal college student who wants to become a math teacher. The 19-year-old said he's still afraid to disclose his status, but yesterday's news brought him comfort and joy.
This is a major relief for me and other DACA recipients and their families. And I hope we continue to have many more major successes.
Villagrana knows this is far from the end of this fight. President Trump tweeted yesterday he's, quote, asking for a legal solution on DACA. He said the Supreme Court did not issue one. Activists fear this means Trump will try to get rid of DACA again. And for activists like Fernando Urbina with the nonprofit Immigrants Like Us, the fight will continue.
I think it's important to note that the fight doesn't end here. And I certainly have seen many congressional leaders, especially on the Democratic side, posting on social media that the same sentiment, that the fight doesn't end here, that we need a clear path to citizenship for these DACA recipients.
Activists say it took years of organizing in order for DACA to exist, and it would likely take even longer for these young immigrants to gain a pathway to citizenship. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.